And we're back to this Outdoor Report with UV Coordinator for the DNR, Stacy Oy. Thanks for hanging around.
Good to be here.
And we're talking about the CWD Task Force, the UP Task Force, and their current recommendations that they just came out with. So, first of all, we got through, what, about four of them at this point?
Right. We did the three main recommendations, but that doesn't mean they didn't have a few more pieces of information they wanted to pass along. So.
Let's definitely continue with that right now before we go anywhere else in this conversation.
Sure. So one of the other topics that definitely involved a lot of our UP legislators. So in those meetings, we've had Representative Dianda, we had Representative Kivala participated quite a bit, and we also had Dr. Schott from Senator Casperson's office, who was part of the group. And we talked about their proposed legislation that would enhance penalties and fees for bringing in carcasses from other states that weren't properly cleaned and different things like that. And one of the topics that the group really touched on was that's great to have the enhanced penalties, but we also need to take it a step further and have members of this group, along with department staff, go around to the different counties, to our judges and our prosecutors, to make sure that, you know, they're aware of the concerns and why there's these enhanced penalties, so that when it gets in front of them, they know how important this is to the reporting community.
I actually understand completely where they're coming from on this, because if you don't educate your judicial branch, they're going to interpret the law the way they see fit.
Correct.
And I remember this happening with bait piles a few years back, actually. And
yes.
There were many judges who, for lack of a better term, I mean, just basically sloughed off any charges for excessive bait back when it first started. So, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting conversation.
That's actually really insightful, if you ask me.
Yeah, and it was.
Kudos
it
to
was.
The task force.
Yeah, because they really said, okay, well, that's great if we pass this law and we have the fees, the ability to be enhanced, but if they're not actually going to be enhanced and
point?
No one knows the importance of it, then correct, what's the point? The next topic that was really interesting was, we talk a lot about our state borders, but what about the Mackinac Bridge?
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
So that's,
I've actually asked that question.
Yes, and so they dug a little bit into that, and the thought was we could probably do a lot with just education. So, you know, when you're getting ready to cross the bridge, you see the flashers, you see, you know, this is what the wind is, tune into this station, and don't move firewood, things like that. So what could we do working with the Mackinac Bridge Authority and MDOT to see if we can just do education at the bridge? Just, you know, reminding people to please not transport either way if they can. So just, we're just looking at, you know, all ways to really reduce the opportunity to have it come into the UP.
Anything else on CWD that we should know about?
Those were really the basics. We had an East Citizens Advisory Council meeting in Newberry Thursday, and they actually looked at the recommendations and dug in a little bit to those as well. So I think we had thought these were final recommendations and the group would maybe meet, you know, perhaps again. But I think that there's some really good feedback that might give us an opportunity to even put some more recommendations.
And you have a West CAC meeting coming up too, right?
Yes.
I'm assuming they're probably going to have their own as well.
Correct. Yes, we have that meeting coming up in Crystal Falls on May 2nd. So we really hope people can come out and participate in the meeting and listen to the recommendations and the conversation.
Well, there's one other thing that I was hoping you might elaborate on, and that is the fact that we are actually going to have our NRC meeting for the year up here in the Upper Peninsula. And where is that and when is that?
That's going to be in Houghton, and it's going to be on June 8th. So as details come out on the exact times, right now they're still looking at lining up the agenda for that meeting, because we have another meeting in Ludington first in May, and then it'll be the June meeting. So once that gets verified, we should definitely make sure that folks are aware, because it's a great opportunity to really spend some time with the governor-appointed board that's making a lot of these decisions for the department, and just make sure that they know what our thoughts are, too.
I think it's important because, you know, we all realize there's a lot more people that live below the bridge, and therefore, you know, they have a larger voice than those of us who live here in the Upper Peninsula. So here is your opportunity. All of the commissioners are going to be here. You have your chance. I actually was going to talk to JR. They have been doing these coffee with the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
This is your chance, as, you know, fellow UPers, to have your voice heard at this meeting and get your concerns out there and hear what's going on. So it's great that it's going to be in Houghton.
It is, and I think they really welcome, you know, having the public there. They want to hear what we have to say, and I just would love to see a great turnout and dialogue in June.
This is great information, and I thoroughly appreciate you coming in and updating us on what's going on. Please come back and see us again soon.
Will do. Thanks, Adam.
UP coordinator for the DNR, Stacy Oy, right here on The Outdoor Show.